from an Irish and a Northwest perspective. First of all, let's talk about Mark English, just missing out a narrow margin, some very fast times indeed, and he can take some heart going ahead to the European Championships.
No, absolutely, and I mean, he can take, because he can take a lot of heart, you know, full stop, because, I mean, as I said to him after it was all over the last day, I said to him, I thought of all the championships that he's ever competed in, it was the best back-to-back races that he's ever ran at that level. And, you know, this is coming from me, who feels that Mark has the ability to make world championship finals, you know, consistently. And it's just been so narrowly out at world level. So basically very, very, very encouraging. And as you say, leaves him in a good, strong position for the European Championships in Munich in August, but the third week in August. But, you know, I would be happier if people didn't just run and put a medal around his neck, you know, at this stage, you know, because he's just got to start it all over again. He's got to get a few very, very, very good sharp races in the interim, and he's got to stay very focused and keep it going. So he's in a very good position right now, a very good position right now at this stage in his career. He's 29 years of age, and he's learned a lot, and he was a very, very mature, strong, aggressive athlete in Oregon.
And just how much was the heat a factor in things?
Oh, well, the heat's a factor. I mean, obviously, the heat's a factor. In fairness, he had spent a relatively long time in Oregon preparing. That part of the story was good, that would be helpful. But the heat is a problem. Of course, the heat's a problem. It's a problem for us Irish, you know, but there are many other athletes there who are coming from similar type backgrounds. But generally speaking, they're all coming from climates that's heat-related. So, I mean, it's a big problem. Of course, it's a problem, but, you know, you can't let it be a problem. You can't talk about it being a problem. You got to deal with it.
So what exactly will he sort of do now, between now and the Europeans in Munich?
Well, as of last night, you know, we were just exchanging messages, and we just need, he needs to get a couple of really, really, really good quality races, and he needs maybe to tweak his training a little bit, and that period he did reference that in interviews afterwards. So I mean, and he's got to seriously stay remote and stay focused, because, you know, he's got to make the best possible take advantage of the situation now that he is in such great shape.
Yeah. So moving on to Brendan Boyce, different distance, of course, than last time out in his at world and Olympic levels, so an adjustment, but everything is going pretty well according to plan in the build up.
Everything's going pretty well, Carl, and build up. But you know, just to note, you know, in fairness, that you know, this is 35K. He's a 50K walker. To be honest with you, the world governing body of athletics have got rid of the 50K, okay, and they brought it down to 35K. But looking at the women's 20K and 35K, the same three athletes medaled in both events. And again, exchanging messages yesterday with Brendan, we're very, you know, he's clear on it, and I'm clear on it, that, you know, the 20K and the 35K are basically the same event, and they shoot the 20K walker. So Brendan's going to find it very, very tough. He's going to find it very, very tough. And you know, but his target is top 20, and an Irish record. So, you know, and it's an early in the morning start. It's about a 6:30 in the morning start over there. It's about a 2:30 for us here. So we'll be able to watch it. But basically, you know, I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know what the future of the 35K is going to be, because just to repeat myself, Chris, and just to try and let people understand, 35K and 20K, it's really, really very much of a muchness. And, you know, Brendan's event was 50K, so it's gone. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's a problem for him. But, right, he's got a target. His target is top 20, and he's got to hang on, and he's got to battle, and he always does. And he's got to try and go and have a shot at the Irish record. So let's see how that goes.
Yeah. And finally, Patsy, just your overall thoughts on the Irish performances at the World Championships in Oregon. A lot of good youngsters coming through and good progress being made.
Okay, there is, you know, there isn't a lot of chat about them kind of things, you know, but at world level, people need to be very real. There were two standout performances. There were two actually individual standout performances by Irish athletes to date, and I don't expect there to be any more. Mark English was a standout performance, and Adil Ekki, the Dublin girl, you know, in the 400 metres, she was ninth ranked at the end up, and Mark was ranked 10th in the end up. They just both missed the world final. Other than that, you know, being realistic about world level, you know, social media drives people up the walls, you know, and there's so much nonsense on social media, you know, about everybody does great. Everybody's great. Even they're not out in the first round, everybody tells them they're great. So basically, to be honest, we had two standout performances. It was nice. It was really nice to get into the final of the mixed relay. That was good, but they finished eighth in the final, and that was all right. They're in the final. That's positive. That's positive, and there's a positive background story about the mixed relay over the last couple of championships, and hope they can build on that. But, you know, reviewing it, you know, those were the performances. Yes. Yes, yes, Chris. There are a lot of standout young athletes, and it's marvellous to see. It's really marvellous to see, and so hopefully we can develop them, you know. But the National Federation needs to really wake it up, you know, and show some leadership in that respect, you know, and they need to. All right, they put out a performance plan there recently, and I don't want to go on a whole negative rant here, but you know, it's all right putting a whole big plan out there, you know, and everybody, the minister comes and he announces it and he's there, and oh Lord God, and then the next thing, you know, but what are they going to do? I mean, what personnel have changed? What additional coaching support has come in, and all of that. So that's where it's at. World Athletics, it's nearly 200 countries vying for podium places. It's a brutal, and I said this coming out of London, it's a brutal world, and you know, we don't have many that can deal with that brutal world just right now, other than those two athletes that I've mentioned, and you know, that's in effect is it. You know, in the local sense, it was really, really, really encouraging to see John Kelly get a shot, and not wanting to use a pun, but in the shot, all right, he didn't do particularly well. He was disappointed, but you know, it's a process. Now, John Kelly may never win a medal at anything, you know, but if he's improving, and he has improved dramatically this year. And why has he improved dramatically this year? Because he just packed his case in St. Johnstone. He got on a plane about a year and a half ago, and he went to Sweden. And he's living in Sweden as an athlete, with the support of his family and his friends, and a bit of a job there, and with good support of coaches there. Now, John Kelly would not be, or nor would he have been at the World Championships had he not got on that plane a year and a half ago. Then he got seriously injured. That's just an interesting story, because we're talking about performance. And Chris, you know, he got injured. And had he stayed in Ireland and he was in that situation in Ireland, got injured, there would have been no support, absolutely no support to deal with his injury or his rehab, or even anybody to ring him up on the phone. He would just have been a young fellow that used to throw the shot. So, you know, he himself deserves so much credit, because he spent over a year in rehab, and there you are, he got to the World Championships. I think that's a lovely local story, you know, to come from where he began primary schools athletics. You know, he came to me at primary schools athletics. Before that, he was playing with Kildrum Tigers in football, and he was doing very well. But, you know, from my point of view, it was nice that he engaged in athletics, and it's going very well for him. So he's part of a successful Donegal story, and hopefully we can build on it. But, you know, I don't know, you only asked me one simple question, and I seem to have gone on and on and on, Chris, but that's what I feel. I think we just need to be realistic. But where we're at now is we're going to the European Championships, and the European Championships are in Munich. Now, that'll be a different kettle of fish, because that's our level.
Yeah.
You know, that's more our level. People will get through rounds better. There will be a bigger group. It'll be more interesting and engaging. So that's our level, European our level. And then on the odd occasion, We have Mark Englishes and we have Adelecki and people like that that step up, step up, step up. And that has happened all through my life. That has happened. And we were so fortunate going back to Sonia and coming right through to O'Rourke and Gillick and all those people. We were always lucky that one or two came through, you know. So that's where we're at. We're at that level again, at that stage again. And maybe that's the way it's always going to be, Chris.